are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Night's game. Yeah.
Another week of wrestling and another week of pull apart brawls for WWE. Amazing storytelling.
Yeah, it's been really kind of boring the last couple weeks.
Yeah, the last couple weeks for storytelling has been kind of iffy. Yeah. We had a couple of good promos.
Yeah, not only WWE though, like even AEW, everything's been slow the last few weeks. Nothing big is happening.
Pretty decent promos though. I'm pretty happy with those.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, of course we are back. Better than ever, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. Your host, Eric and
Elvis.
Nice. All right. This week of wrestling was
mid.
Mid. Yeah, that's honestly the right word to describe it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not that good. It was all right. I mean, like it had some good moments.
Yeah, of course. You're not gonna be all bad, but
yeah. I think the majority of it was okay, though.
And is it anything special? Is it anything like the build-up last year? Not even close.
Nah. You can't keep comparing it to last year, though. Last year was so special.
No, I know, but still.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference between WrestleManias. It's like crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
This is WrestleMania Vegas. You got to build this up.
Oh, man. Top stories at all?
So it looks like Alexa Bliss is off of WrestleMania and not scheduled up. From other sources I've seen, she's not scheduled to like Money in the Bank, apparently.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
They brought her back Royal Rumble.
Had a massive pop and then nothing. Like, they haven't done anything with
her. Matches and then that's it.
She was in Elimination Chamber, and then after that, nothing really else.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. Elimination Chamber. Then, yeah, they took her off TV. I don't know what if it's her requesting that she's doing so. Or
I highly doubt it is. I just feel like they have nothing for her. Very similar to like the Wyatt Six. Like, is Uncle Howdy or AKA Bo Dallas, is he injured? Yes. Is there anything that they could have did with the rest of the family? Yes. Is there anything that they could have did with video package with him? Yes. Have they done anything? No.
This is why I liked when WrestleMania, they used to do the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania, because when you have nothing for a few people, you can put them in a Money in the Bank match.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Like, that's still, how many guys are not even on the, like, is Karrion Kross doing that? He's not really in a card.
He's not
looks
really
like anything. He's building something, but they don't know yet. But still, it's like, so many guys and girls, like that's why I like Money in the Bank
on WrestleMania. I know what you mean.
Was fire because
because you had a couple good spots for somebody to do something, but yeah, there's not really a lot of these wrestlers these days.
Unless they still do that Andre the Giant Battle Royal, but nobody cares about that.
Nobody cares about that. Wasn't last year? Didn't that happen like on like the Monday Night Raw before Mania or something like that?
I actually don't remember.
I don't even think it happened at Mania.
It's so unmemorable that I don't remember.
Yeah, it was really bad. But yeah, of course, another top story is, of course, there was that rumor of Nakamura possibly not signing, not getting re-signed by WWE. There's also conflicting reports saying like, no, that's a lie. So you can't really believe what the heck you read. Take it with a grain of salt.
Just gotta wait.
Yeah. Again, we talked about it last week, but just bringing that up again, because that's still up in the air. But reports that Rey Fénix officially signed with WWE, which
kind of expected,
obviously. The report saying that the Lucha Bros are going to be put back together,
yes,
expected as well. So there's not really much to talk about there.
Yeah, WWE's not really a top story, but WWE is also hiring new writers. I don't know if that's just them; they need some employment, or if they actually believe this. The storylines haven't been good lately, so it could be a mixture of both.
It's probably a mixture of both.
Could just be nothing. They just need a hire. So whatever.
Yeah. We'll see.
Hire me. I want to write now. Well, I'd love to write for WWE. I'll be fired, but nah.
All right. If there's no other top stories, I think we just get directly into Raw, talk about some of the key points there. Raw last week was honestly pretty decent, I guess. Like, the opening segment was great. Of course, opening segment started off with John Cena. Heel John Cena. Did he have a new theme music? No.
Nope.
Did he have new ring attire?
No.
Are we going to get new ring attire, new theme music?
Most likely not.
He's saying no.
Yes. That's part of his thing, though.
His heel gimmick, yeah.
Yes. He's saying, so basically, yeah, he came out and then, like, obviously to a ton of boos and stuff, and he just went off on the crowd. That's all he really did.
Yeah.
On the fans, of WWE fans. He didn't even talk about Cody.
It was a pretty good promo, though. I mean, like, he made very valid points as to why he turned heel. Like, he basically talked about how, I basically broke my back week in and week out for you guys. Obviously, you guys always booed me, never liked me, so I changed. into something that you would like. That didn't work either. So then I ended up just doing what I did best, working hard and winning, and I just kept winning, and you guys were even more mad at that. It's like, so nothing was good enough for you guys. It was just a very, how do you call it? I think it was this toxic relationship.
Yeah,
I guess
like, what you called it. And it's actually like kind of true, because you remember like people were like getting bored of Cena like mid-2010s because he just kept winning.
Super Cena, yeah.
Yes, people were getting bored of that.
It's kind
of
like Cody now. Kind of like Cody now.
It's just Cena was like a lot of years. Cody's only been a few years. Yeah. But I get it. Yeah, it's true. Because a lot of people are turning on him a little bit too. Well, no, or not, Jay. Not even. I don't like Jay. People are turning
we'll on Jay. We'll talk about that.
That was kind of a top story. Leave my boy Jay alone. That was actually a top story that people, some fans are turning on him.
No, we'll talk about that once we talk about his match. We'll definitely do a deep dive into that.
But anyways, yes. Yeah, so Cena's just cooking the crowd, telling him kind of facts, actually.
He cooked the kid. True. That was hilarious. Oh yeah, that was hilarious when he said that. He's like, he pointed out the kid in the freaking crowd. He's
wearing his clothes.
He's like, even that kid right there. Basically, fuck that kid. That's basically what he said. It cut the camera to the kid, and the kid just looked like so sad.
Yeah,
I saw people like making edits, and then it was like John Cena talking in the background, and then the kid like looks up at his dad. He's like, he's not talking about me, right, Dad? And Dad's like, no, son. He's talking about other people.
Yeah.
He was like, especially that fucking fat fuck right there, and pointed to the kid. And the kid started crying. Oh my god!
But he was just went off in the crowd, and then Cody came out.
Yeah, this was funny.
He defended us fans, and then he said he wants the real Cena at WrestleMania, not this whiny bitch.
Yeah, but the you know what my favorite part about this was. Cody said that and immediately left, music hit and everything. You know why? Because John Cena would have cooked that guy in the freaking mic. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But yeah, Cena didn't say anything else, even though he was walking away, he just dropped the mic.
He was about to say something. Music went off and then Cody left. I guarantee you that was planned because Triple H was like, nah, we can't have him cook Cody yet. There's no way.
Not yet.
And I'm a million percent certain that John Cena would cook Cody Rhodes. Yeah. You know why? Because John Cena cooked The Rock the entire freaking rivalry that they had.
Yeah, John Cena cooked anybody on the
Anyone,
yeah, but doesn't Cody, matter. Cody's gotten a lot better on the mic himself. Like, he's
oh, I'm not saying good. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying that John Cena would have absolutely destroyed that dude on the mic.
But that was a good line that he said. Like, I don't want this Cena. Like, I don't want this washed up version. And he called him a whiny bitch.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
I just thought it was hilarious that like, okay, you're gonna have so it was Raw and SmackDown last week. You're calling Cena like, oh, you better be on Monday Night Raw. We're gonna talk. And then on SmackDown, he comes out again. You better be on Monday Night Raw. We're going to talk. And then here comes Raw. John Cena does like a 25-minute promo. Great promo. And then Cody Rhodes comes out. Not even a minute in the ring. Calls him a whiny bitch. And then leaves immediately. Holds up the title. It's like, bro, like, why can't we see a promo battle right there and then?
Maybe like, we'll get it this Monday.
Maybe we'll get it soon.
Tonight, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Or maybe they're just holding off because I did see some things, obviously. Like, WrestleMania is like, I think it's not the first week of April anymore. I think it's like the second or third.
Yeah, it's like the second.
So there's still like a month or so of buildup. So I understand that, but I feel like.
Yeah, well, less, but yeah.
Yeah. Right there would have been a perfect time for them to have a face-to-face one-on-one promo.
I guess they don't want to waste all the potential on one promo.
Yeah.
They do it here, then they come back because they're doing the whole European tour too.
Yeah.
So they come back this week and they have another fire one and then maybe another one next.
Well, is Cena going to be on Raw tonight?
I thought I saw that he was scheduled.
We'll see.
Pretty sure he's scheduled for all the European DC maybe. European shows. Because remember, it's like his last time, so.
Yeah, but he hasn't been. He's been on and off for
the last year. Yeah, but you know what the European fans are going to want. So.
Yeah.
The crowds have been amazing.
Yeah, the crowds for the European tours have been great. Yes.
So America got to step up. Look at these European
fans.
Yeah,
I just think it's more so because they don't get it as much.
Yeah, no, but it's like in every sport, like soccer or like even combat sports, the European fans are wild. They're crazy.
No, you're right. But yeah, of course, that was great. Happy that John Cena had that. Finally had his heel promo. Hopefully, I thought it was well worth the hype.
We need to see him talk about Cody now. He only talked about the fans.
As he should.
He didn't even talk about why he did the thing to Cody and stuff. So we still got to hear that.
Yeah.
And then why about The Rock too and stuff. We got to hear all that.
So. Yeah. But we'll get that soon enough. After that, we had a no holds barred match between Penta and Ludwig. Of course, they had that rivalry for the past couple weeks. Penta ended up picking up the win and basically stating he's going to go after the Intercontinental Championship. Later on during the main event, Bron Breakker had a match against Finn Balor, and when she freaking basically speared Finn Balor in half, pick up the win. And of course, afterwards was getting attacked by Judgment Day. Penta made the save and then made it very clear again that he's going after the Intercontinental Championship. The save,
stare them down. Yeah.
So looks like that's going to happen at WrestleMania.
But I've seen reports of maybe them doing like a ladder match or like a multi-man match for that title.
I feel like the way the booking has been going, I feel like what makes more sense for a ladder match would be the U.S. Championship.
Yeah, I said that last week, yeah.
Or the Tag Team Championship. One or the other should definitely have a ladder match at WrestleMania with multiple teams involved or multiple people involved. The IC title is kind of like split right now, unless they want to do like a fatal four-way of some sort. Because
I was gonna say, what are some other
AJ Styles had that little stare down with Bron Breakker. I thought that was going to be a match at Mania, but now we're going to get Penta versus Braun.
And
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yo, I just fucked up. All right, you know what? You said AJ Styles. We also got Karrion Kross like trying to go after AJ. It's kind of weird, like.
He did the same thing with Sami Zayn, though, and then nothing came out of
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they're doing. Like, for example, I wrote it down. Like, backstage, he tried to get into AJ Styles' head by saying, like, oh, you're jealous of Logan Paul and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. But which still. Is,
like, it's still weird. I don't know what he's doing. I don't understand what they're trying to do with Karrion Kross. I've been saying for a while that I want them to push him, but I just don't know exactly where any of this is going to lead. Like, are they all going to be involved in the IC title, or, like, was this going to be something different?
I don't think they're going to be part of the IC title.
Yeah, they had the stare down.
That's like literally the only thing. They had the stare down, and then like I think didn't Braun like
there's so many guys they could put Logan Braun.
Yeah, AJ. Well, Bron Breakker didn't he like try to like throw something at AJ? AJ caught it. It was like his shirt or something like that. And then like I remember like that little stare down that they had before. Obviously the whole Logan Paul situation with AJ Styles. So now are we just going to get AJ versus Logan at Mania, and then Braun versus Penta? Or are they going to match it up to a Fatal 4-Way or a Fatal 5-Way with Karrion Kross? Not really sure. The booking is so weird.
Yeah, the booking for both of the mid-card titles have been
kind of iffy.
And then, like you said, the tag team titles. I mean, we're glad that the Street Profits just won the titles. Everybody loves that.
No, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I actually like the booking of the tag team division right now. The SmackDown tag team division. The Raw tag team division has been kind of trash.
And then the World tag team titles haven't been booked correctly with who's are the War Raiders?
Yeah, has been.
They have barely been okay. Defending it.
It's been okay. No, they defended it the past, I think like twice the past like month, which is that's pretty decent. Of course, after that we had
Dakota Kai should beat Ivy. That was pretty.
Nothing really else to talk about there. Women's World Championship contract signing. Definitely wanted to talk about that between Ia and Bianca. Gets interrupted by Rhea, and then they all end up fighting, and then. Well, Rhea grabs, yeah, true. And then Rhea ends up grabbing the freaking contract and signing it.
Yeah, she threw both of them through the table.
Which I guess makes it officially a triple threat. That's like the most random way to do that.
She stole the contract, signed it, and then she never gave it to Adam Pearce. She just left. And backstage, he was yelling at her, like, you can't do that. I don't know if he did he take the contract back? Or I just don't know if that's official, if that's even
I think
legal.
It's official.
Because it doesn't have the other people's name, like in fine print. I don't know how they do it.
It's WWE. Those contracts be bullshit.
I'm just saying you got to make it realistic. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like they're like Rhea's going to be like, watch Rhea this week. I got a lawyer. It's legal binding. Yeah, I have the match now. I'm in it. It's a triple threat. Yeah. Some stupid shit like that. I guarantee you. But you know what? It's fine. I love Rhea. I think that a triple threat makes sense there. It's probably best for the actual it's a match and the title. I don't think she's going to win it. I think Io actually retains, but...
I think Io retains.
Yeah, I honestly think Io retains.
Io retains because Bianca and Rhea hate each other so much, maybe.
Yeah, they're kind of just countering around the entire rivalry so far.
Yeah, because, they've been... They haven't even been going after Io. It's kind of messed up.
Yeah. Then we had Jey Uso defeating Austin Theory in a squash match that was actually supposed to be apparently 15 minutes.
It was like a minute and a half.
But it was only a minute and a half because of John Cena promo and the Cody Rhodes thing went over. Why would you not plan for 20 minutes? Maybe that was why
Cody Rhodes only said that. Maybe.
Maybe, but also like why the hell would you not like plan for that to be like 30, 40 minutes?
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's Netflix. They stopped that. It was like 2.5 hours, the show. Like
stupid.
You can go whatever time you want. I don't understand why they don't just do it.
And then Jey Uso defeated Austin Theory with a crossbody. It was not a spear.
Yeah, it was like a half spear. Yeah, it was weird.
And I'm pretty sure Michael Cole even said, oh, crossbody. One, yeah. Two, three.
Just buried Austin Theory right there. Yeah. That's it. Just Austin buried Theory. Austin. But anyways, they attacked him after the match. And this is where everybody was like talking. Then he tried to do like a moonsault over the ropes outside the ring. Also.
Yeah, Gunther attacked. And then, yeah, he tried to do a moonsault. And he kind of botched that and like landed awkwardly. He still fell on him, but barely.
Yeah, you know, he hit the ropes with his legs. And then, yeah. So then right after that happened, a lot of people just online, everybody's talking about like
bashing him.
I was like, he's not a great wrestler. And I don't know how he's the WrestleMania main event, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Basically just turning on him.
So this is what I'm going to say now, because I definitely wanted to talk about this. I think that the turn on Jey Uso is kind of messed up. And it's honestly so forced.
And it's also overreaction. Yeah,
it's an overreaction. It's freaking ridiculous. Like, bro. Like, I understand, yes, should he be in the main event facing Gunther? Personally, maybe not. I don't think so. But you guys wanted this dude to get pushed so freaking bad.
You saw the hype he's had.
The hype that he's had. And you guys always complain when WWE doesn't actually, like, capitalize on that hype, a.k.a. LA Knight. They capitalize on the hype. They make him win the Rumble, which I thought was an amazing surprise. I was actually happy with that.
Yeah.
The booking of him versus Gunther has been god awful, and I honestly think they don't match well. I'm not putting the blame on Jay. I'm not putting the blame on Gunther because I think they just don't match well. It's just the writing and the booking has been god awful. Yeah. But you can't turn on Jay like that. That's so ridiculous. It's
also the wrestling style, like you said, they don't match well.
They don't match well. But the thing is, like, yo, Jay...
And Jay's never the best. He's not freaking Will Ospreay, but he can...
Obviously, but, like, he's had good matches.
Yes, yes.
He got the name Main Event Jey Uso for a reason. He was putting on banger matches.
I think people still think about that match with Jimmy last year and probably remember when they had that time constraint.
That was a time constraint, not his fault. Same thing with this stuff. Do I agree that him squashing Austin Theory was a terrible decision? Yes. I feel like they should just put a freaking...
regular match.
A regular match. Or if they're going to cut it, just put a talent that's randomly backstage. Because they always have them backstage, just in case.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
A random, like, local talent, and he could have beat him in, like, a minute. Why the heck not? I don't know. I just thought that people are just, like, now, like, going against him. I think it's just freaking stupid. Like, and that's the problem with, like, wrestling fans these days. You guys turn on people so freaking quickly. Yes,
that's true.
That, like, that's why WWE rarely listens to, like, fans. Because you guys want something, they give it to you, you guys hate it. That's just the way it is. You get another great example, Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, whatever the hell you want to call him. He won the title, yes. After that, overhyped, he's too little, he's too small, he sucks.
Yeah, just...
Bro, what?
That's how wrestling fans are.
It's so freaking stupid. LA Knight wins the U.S. title. Oh, he's like, he's not good. He's a terrible wrestler. I've seen things like this. So, like, it's fucking dumb.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really fucking ridiculous. Like, why? I don't understand. Like, if you want somebody to get pushed, they push them, you get mad because they pushed them. That's exactly what you guys wanted.
I also see a lot of people online, even on Rhea, saying that we're tired of her already.
Stupid again.
When Rhea was literally like this, she's like number one wrestler in the goddamn world.
Yeah.
Now they're tired of her.
Like, it's stupid.
Stop putting her in the main event.
Yeah.
I've seen that too.
It's dumb. I don't know. That's just my hot take. I honestly think that wrestling fans are fucking stupid. We are wrestling fans.
I'm bipolar.
Like, do we do the same thing sometimes? Of course, but I admit it. Like, same thing with Cody. Like, I think Cody right now is a little boring and a little stale. That's me being a little hypocritical because obviously we wanted him to win
in
the first place.
I still like Cody.
But, like, I still like him. It's not like I'm turning against him. I like him. I just feel like the way that he's been getting booked is kind of iffy. That's it. I don't know. That's just my hot take on that.
If we talk about booking, you can't blame the wrestlers. It's all over that very writing.
That's what I'm saying. Producing. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, moving on.
Don't blame the wrestlers.
U.S. title number one contender match between Jacob Fatu and Braun Strowman, and then in a disqualification after Solo and Tama Tonga got involved. This led to Jacob Fatu and Solo Sikoa. Sorry, having a heated argument backstage, and Jacob Fatu was basically saying, like, you better watch yourself. Don't get involved in my matches.
Yes.
Well,
that made... So, Braun wouldn't be a disqualification. This was for the... So, Braun Strowman's facing LA Knight for the U.S.
title. U.S. title, yeah.
Next week, so...
Yeah, so I understand that.
Obviously, wait, hold up. This was...
What?
That was on SmackDown.
Oh, what the hell am I talking? I'm tripping.
We was talking about SmackDown.
I'm tripping. Yeah, that was on SmackDown. We're still on Raw. Yeah, my mistake. All right, whatever.
LWO
versus American LWO Maid. Defeated American Maid. They were then attacked by Chad Gable, allegedly in a mask.
Yes,
chased by security. And then we had the Seth Rollins promo. Basically saying he's going to see CM Punk and Roman Reigns on SmackDown. We'll talk about that on SmackDown.
That's literally all it was.
And that's basically it for Raw.
Yeah, we jumped the gun.
I'm tripping.
We started talking about that, which was
I have
crazy.
My notes all mixed up. But anyways, yeah, we'll talk about the SmackDown stuff. We can definitely get into that now. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get into SmackDown. Of course, before we do get into it, did you see that the Patriots signed Jacob Fatu? You didn't see that dude that looks like Jacob Fatu?
Oh, yeah. You almost confused me. Yeah, exactly. I seen that. It looks exactly like him, too.
Yeah, when they posted it, everybody was commenting, I love you, Solo. Yeah. Yo, he looks identical to Jacob Fatu. It's kind of crazy. Oh, man. Anyways, let's get into SmackDown, which I sort of freaking got into a match before.
You were talking about the number one contenders match, so should we just talk about it right now real quick?
Yeah, we usually talk about the key points and run through everything else. So, yeah, major key point in the SmackDown, on SmackDown's taping was, of course, the U.S. title number one contenders match between Jacob Fatu and Braun Strowman.
They've had intense rivalry for a few weeks now.
So. Yeah, of course, and their matches have been pretty decent, too. They've been pretty good. So, yeah, of course, the match ended in a disqualification after Solo and Tama Tonga got involved. Basically attacking Braun Strowman.
LA Knight made the save.
LA Knight made the save, of course, for Braun, and basically scared off Jacob Fatu, Solo, and Tama Tonga.
Sets up the U.S. title match next week. It's Braun Strowman and LA Knight.
Yeah.
Tough match for LA Knight.
I honestly think that's going to end in like a DQ. Like you said, that's probably going to be like a ladder match of some sort. Or a multi-man, like Fatal 4-Way type match for the U.S. title.
Which, backstage.
That'd be fire.
We gotta talk about Jacob because he was pissed. He was irate backstage.
Yeah, the main key point to come out of this is, of course, Jacob Fatu being completely like pissed off at freaking at Solo Sikoa.
Throwing a tantrum, he was throwing things around and telling him, why'd you have to get involved, basically?
Stuff. Yeah, he said, you gotta stay out of my business.
So those just saying, I was just trying to help you, and he said, you better stay out of my business and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When I'm out there.
So it looks like they're still building up that eventual breakup and that eventual match between Jacob Fatu and Solo Sikoa. Which I think, honestly, would be a pretty good match. Not as good as if they were to do Roman versus Jacob Fatu. I feel like that would have been a bang of a match to do.
That's definitely a future match.
Yeah, but that could have been the Mania match instead of this triple threat they're going to do with Roman Reigns, which we'll talk about in a minute. But no, of course, it looks like we're probably going to get Solo versus Jacob, which, again, I still think that's a fine match. That's cool if they build it correctly, unless they're actually going to do that Fatal 4-Way or ladder match, whatever, for the U.S. title, and Jacob Fatu is somewhat involved in that. At WrestleMania. Probably. That's just us doing wishful thinking, though. We've had like no signs of that actually happening. We're just hoping there's a ladder match.
Yeah. They need to add something.
They need to add something to like hype it up a little bit more. A ladder match would be perfect for it, to be honest. But yeah, of course, it looks like we're probably going to get that rivalry. Whatever. That looks good. To start off the show, we had Randy Orton and a Kevin Owens promo with KO basically admitting that he was wrong.
Yeah. This was like a U-turn. I didn't think he would admit it, but
yeah,
he was saying he was trying to apologize. But
well, you have to think about it. KO was always right.
Yeah, but he was trying to apologize. Yeah.
KO was always right. So when but he's
he
wrong,
he
so
was
right.
Wrong. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Which is a good thing because the thing is, like, I don't think his character is really heel. I honestly just think he's mad at people for their wrongdoings, and kind of like Drew McIntyre. Like, I don't think he's a true heel. I just think that he's. Doesn't forget everything that everybody's ever done to him.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense. It's just like a regular guy, if you're being honest. So, yeah, he's like, oh, that was my fault. That was my bad because truly that was a bad thing.
He said, like, Cody deserved it and Sami Zayn did, but you didn't deserve that.
Yeah. Of course, Randy, being Randy, was like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, basically, this match is happening at me.
Well, actually, before that, KO asked him to be tag team champions with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Randy's like, nope. I'm going to beat you at WrestleMania. He said he's going to kick his head off. So obviously he's trying to do that punk kick.
I'm looking forward to that punk kick. I've been freaking asking for it for so long. And then they teased us last week with it. Didn't do it. I feel like he should have did it this week. But no, it looks like they're going to save it for Mania. Fine by me. That should be a fun match.
Yeah.
KO versus Randy Orton is going to be a banger of a match. I'm happy with that. That's cool. We also had Damian Priest and Jimmy Uso defeating Shinsuke Nakamura and Drew McIntyre.
Random as hell.
Yeah, very random match, but of course they all have a little bit of rivalry, so cool, whatever. Afterwards, Drew ends up hitting Claymore on Priest. Of course, building up that match between Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest. Another match that I think shouldn't, I don't know. I don't think that's really WrestleMania worthy, but it's fine. I mean, obviously, I feel like Drew should be doing something better.
It'll be a good match, but it's just there's no incentive for both of them. It's just a regular ass match.
Just a heat match.
Yes, there's no contention. There's no nothing. It's just, a match.
Like you said, like I think a good thing would have been like a ladder match of some sort. Like maybe the Money in the Bank, when they have nothing for anybody, they just put them in that. At least they're fighting for something. This one's just a random rivalry.
Put these two in a...
Between two really good wrestlers, two great wrestlers, but like, it's just like, I don't know.
Put them in Hell in a Cell.
Felt like it was kind of rushed too.
Yes, I put them in Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell would be pretty cool, but yeah, I doubt they're going to do
it. He is the bisexual Undertaker, so...
I'm fucking done. All right, we also had Tiffany Stratton and a Charlotte Flair sit-down interview, which, oh, wow, look, they actually did something other than the brawl.
I actually liked it.
Yeah, they did something other than the brawl. I was pretty happy about that.
So, obviously, I'm rooting for Tiffany in this rivalry. Nobody wants to see Charlotte Flair win again another title. But Charlotte did kind of cook her in this interview a little bit, like, with her responses.
Yeah. Like I thought it was okay.
She was kind of speaking like, she was like, when you get to my age, let's see if you're still employed. Like, he was
yeah,
she
that was funny.
And she was like, and then she was talking about how Tiffany was talking about how the fans are always booing her. She was like, they're either wooing or booing. So I was still getting reactions, which is still, she was speaking facts, but
yeah, it's a valid response, but still, like,
she kind of cooked her on the mic. So she won, I think she won the interview, but she's not winning the match.
No, I don't think she's going to win the match. Tiffany Stratton did say, like, you like to put water down on anything that's hot. Basically saying, like, you like to kill anybody who you think is like a threat to, like, your top spot.
Yeah.
It's kind of facts. Yeah, I mean, the amount of freaking times that Charlotte Flair has won that freaking title is insane. How many, 14 times?
Yeah,
right? Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. The amount of times that she's won.
Like her dad.
Yeah, like her dad. But I feel like her dad is way more entertaining.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Anyways, after that, we had Piper Niven defeating Zelina Vega.
Nothing new.
Should have had Chelsea Green in that match. Maybe Chelsea Green defeating Zelina Vega. She is the women's U.S. champion.
Yeah.
Whatever. We also had Liv Morgan defeating Jay Cargill after Naomi actually came in and hit Jay Cargill with the tag belt. And then, of course, Naomi started beating the crap out of Jay Cargill after the match. And I think I guess she kind of just like pushed her off the apron onto like the table. But not really
it wasn't too hard. It's just...
Yeah, but she kind of sold it as if it was like very drastic. I don't know why.
But anyways, she beat the hell out of her. That's obviously payback for beating it. Well, not really payback. She deserved it, so.
I still think they dropped the ball on that. It would have been perfect for Bianca to turn heel.
Should have been Bianca.
It should have been Bianca. But no, they just threw Naomi in
there. They didn't want to do Rhea versus heel again, I guess.
They didn't have to do that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't have to do that. They could have had somebody else win. I don't know. It's just so stupid. I don't know. The booking has been so weird lately. That's what I'm trying to say. It's just dumb. But yeah, of course, we had the Street Profits defeating Los Garzas. Of course, Street Profits just won the tag team titles.
Yeah, so this was just
Looks like Pretty Deadly still gonna get that match too eventually. They still have that number one contenders match.
Yeah, I think that's next week. I saw something about that.
Because they have never cast it in. They won that like 4 weeks ago, and then they haven't brought it up until this week.
Yeah,
when they finally came out like, hey, we still have a number one contenders match. Did anybody forget? Because I think the creative team did. And they're just like, no, like, it's like, no, we didn't forget. You have a match next week. All right, cool. So we'll see how the hell that goes. Like I said, it's either going to be the tag team,
the WWE Tag Team Championships or World Tag Team Championships is what you're talking about?
No, the WWE Tag Team Championship is either going to be a ladder match or the U.S. title is going to be a ladder match.
But at one the same the time, other. The World Tag Team titles don't have a specific challenger at all.
At the moment,
I don't even remember who's like the top challenger. I actually don't.
I know that they had a couple matches with Judgment Day. Judgment Day just kept losing.
Yeah, I know. Judgment Day. Yeah, War Raiders. They have no specific challenger.
I don't think so.
I don't know what they
do. A lot of the tag teams are honestly on SmackDown. That's the thing, though.
Yeah. SmackDown, they got Motor City Machine. They got so many tags.
Yeah. Of course, we also had the main event, which I definitely want to talk about. Well, wasn't really a main event. It was just a main event, of course, promo between Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk. All meeting in the ring. some key points in there with CM Punk then telling Paul Heyman, like, hey, don't forget, you still owe me
the favor.
That favor. And then he said, thank you for bringing your tribal chief on a civil plat on the silver platter to me, which got Roman to turn around like, what the hell do you mean?
Yeah, he basically thinks that Paul Heyman's kind of like turning on him.
Or stuff. Setting him up.
Setting him up.
Yeah.
So Roman's he's trying to get Roman to believe that.
Yeah. So, of course, this ends and you guessed it. Pull apart brawl. Another freaking pull apart brawl.
It was the dumbest thing ever, too, because, like, they're all beating each other up, and then CM Punk points to the sign, and then they start fighting again, and then Seth Rollins points to the sign, and then they start fighting again, and then Roman Reigns points. So freaking stupid.
No, that was
fucking stupid. They hate each other. Yes, they're going to fight. I get it. No. But is this going to happen every single week? And then that thing with the pointing at the sign was kind of dumb.
Yeah, it was really dumb. It was freaking stupid. But of course,
really thought that was good.
Yeah, they
thought. Oh yeah, they're all going to point to the sign at one point.
They thought they cooked there for sure. They didn't do shit. But anyways, of course, one of the main things I wanted to talk about there is where do you think Paul Heyman is going to end up? I saw rumors that maybe he didn't actually turn on Roman Reigns. Maybe he stays with Roman. Maybe he joins CM Punk. And then I saw another one, which honestly kind of interested me, where he turns on both CM Punk and Roman Reigns and joins Seth.
We've never seen Seth with like a manager, so that'd be kind of wild.
Other than like the corporate, but it wasn't really like a manager. That's not a manager. Yeah, that's just, when he was like corporate, he was champion. Corporate,
yeah, which that was also fun too.
That was fun to watch. Yeah, that was a really good storyline.
Yeah, that'd be very interesting. We've never seen Seth. Paul Heyman would make anybody. Seth is already a superstar, but Paul.
You can elevate him even more. Heyman,
Seth will be another world title challenger right there. He'll be next in line.
Yeah, I saw people like saying like, "Oh, like he hasn't won a title in a while." I was like, "Are you tripping? Like he had like the world title like for like how long? Like almost a year, not too long ago."
Did he just lose it at WrestleMania, or was it? Remember he lost to Drew.
Yeah, Mania. Was it Mania? I don't even remember.
Yeah, he lost to Drew at Mania, and then that's when Drew had it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and he got cast in on. That's what it was. Yeah.
So he just had it less than a year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
About a year because it's about to be Mania. So
still.
So he had it a year ago. What do you mean? It's been a long time.
It's
been two reigns since then. That's it, the world title.
But yeah, of course, Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman will be really fun to watch. I honestly think that this rivalry here, it just feels really freaking stupid to begin with.
It makes sense, but it's just...
It makes sense, but it doesn't... I don't know, it's stupid.
Again, we're all putting the blame on the writers.
No, 100%. They're doing the best that they can with it. Like we said, this match is going to be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fire.
I think
no doubt about it.
The promo battles for the next couple weeks are gonna be pretty cool to watch. I'm excited for that part. I think Paul Heyman, honestly, I feel like he's not gonna end up with Roman Reigns at the end of the day. Like at the end of Mania, I think he's gonna end up either with Punk or Seth.
Yeah. I would like to see remember how some matches have stipulations like you can't challenge for this anymore if you lose, or like I don't know, there's you have to lead this show. I like to see when matches when stipulations are added to matches, it makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know to what match. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in that match, they can kind of do a stipulation where it's just like, hey, whoever loses leaves Raw because the guys can't be on the same freaking, the same.
Maybe all three of them. That's true.
Whatever. The same show.
But at the same time, Drew and Damian and a bunch of other people just went to SmackDown. So.
Yeah. Well, no, they're both. I think they're evenly stacked. So I think it's fine the way it is.
Still got Randy, KO.
Yeah, apparently they're gonna do another draft too, like after.
And then Mania. John Cena's just on everything right now. Cody Rhodes kind of goes on both.
Yeah. But anyways, that was basically it for, of course, SmackDown. That was basically it for WWE this week. Nothing really crazy, of course, did occur. WrestleMania. Yeah, again, a lot more mid buildup for WrestleMania. But again, they're starting to throw a little bit of promos in there, which I'm happy about. That's cool.
We gotta see something crazy. I don't know what. It's like something outside the bar. I don't know. Something crazy is gonna happen.
Hopefully.
Whether it's like an altercation outside of like the ring itself or like actual WWE.
I mean, you can't get any crazier than fucking John Cena turning heel. They're not gonna top that.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to stir a building up a rivalry. Like, I'm not saying to do this because this is kind of stupid. But remember when Triple H went to Randy Orton's house?
Oh my god.
I'm not saying to do that. Because that was kind of dumb. How the hell you have the cameraman already?
Yeah.
But stuff outside the box, I don't know. You got to do something to build up a rivalry. Not, I'm not saying specifically, I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But anyways, let's go ahead and get into, of course, the AEW side of things now. All right, time to get into, of course, my favorite segment of every episode, Push, Bury, or Future Endeavor. Of course, where I go ahead and pick three wrestlers for you to either push, bury, or future endeavor. Of course, all these wrestlers are going to be in their prime. Last week, you got me, of course, with the freaking, was it Rhea, Toni Storm, and Mariah May was a good one.
Yes.
This week, I think I definitely got you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is going to be good. All right, so, of course, this week, I picked three wrestlers from our childhood. Three wrestlers that we used to always pretend that we would always be, of course, when we would wrestle. Yeah. So, three wrestlers responsible for our injuries, basically. Yeah. All right. So, these three guys, of course, these are top guys from the 2000s. First one is going to be Triple H, Chris Jericho, and Kurt Angle. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. All prime.
Damn.
Very difficult.
You talk about Olympic gold medalists. Then you got Triple H, who was like a 14-time champion. Then you got Jericho, the first ever undisputed champion. It's like, damn.
With a broken freaking neck.
In their prime?
Both, all three of them. So don't think about their total accolades. Just think you have each of them in your prime on your roster. You have to choose between burying one, pushing one, I know, pushing one, and then you have to get rid of one because all three of them are super expensive. Let's just say it like that.
So all of them are GOATs, Hall of Famers, and then so in their prime, if I'm thinking about the person who's going to put on the best match,
yeah,
and who could still have a great story, that's 1,000% Kurt Angle.
Yeah, you're right.
Kurt Angle has some Angle, crazy
matches. Amazing matches.
Make anybody look good. The match with Shane McMahon, anybody.
Yeah.
He made anybody
look good. God, the match at, what was it, WrestleMania? It was either 21 or was it 21? 17? No, I'm thinking about the one he had with Shawn Michaels. It was super freaking underrated.
Yes, 20. That was 21, I think.
I think it was 21. I swear it was 21.
Either way, any match he had.
Yeah.
And you put, like, go look at Kurt Angle's prime. Literally all his matches were 5-star matches.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I'm pushing Kurt Angle.
Immediately, just pushing Kurt Angle.
It wasn't even immediately. I thought about it for a little bit.
Nah, you kind of just said that immediately.
I'm pushing Kurt Angle.
Yeah, Kurt Angle is so good. I honestly kind of agree with you there.
And then, oh my God, this is hard.
Well, like, this is the thing, though, because I'm saying in their prime, because obviously pre-AEW, Chris Jericho, honestly, the beginning of AEW was fire.
The beginning of,
I want to say,
Chris Jericho beginning.
Pre-2021, Chris Jericho was amazing.
The Inner Circle, all that. I actually loved that Jericho.
Yeah.
That was fire, too.
Like, Chris Jericho is probably on my Mount Rushmore of, like, wrestlers of all time.
And then you talk about, I was going to say something wild. I was going to say pre-Heart Attack Triple H.
Wow. I'm done. This kid said pre-Heart Attack Triple H.
I might have to future Endeavor Chris Jericho.
You're going to future Endeavor Chris Jericho?
I can't put him over Triple H.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It's too difficult. Triple H is literally
that guy.
You got... When he went from DX to then...
The Reign of Terror.
Even before that. Like 2000, before that, remember that pre-quad injury?
Yeah.
And then post-quad injury when he got in tremendous shape out of nowhere. And then he got a little fat and he was still a beast.
Right? Yeah.
And then Reign of Terror. And then even a little bit after that, towards the end of his career, those WrestleMania matches with Undertaker. Both.
Those are great. Yeah. Yo,
I got to put... But I have to bury Triple H.
Yeah, so you're
going to... I'm burying Triple H's and I'm future endeavoring Chris Jericho.
Damn, that was quick.
Go back to WCW or AEW, whatever.
All right. Damn, if I had to choose, honestly,
in terms of wrestling ability, I pick Kurt Angle, but I'm still stuck on that because Triple H storyline.
Yeah.
Along with the wrestling ability, Triple H was probably the best out of the three in terms of all that. But just straight up wrestling. Like, Kurt Angle was just a monster.
Well,
he put on the best wrestling video.
I'm going to agree with you here. So, definitely, I 100% agree with everything you said. Kurt Angle, I'm pushing to the freaking moon because that dude can be a face. He can be a heel. He can be a comedic character. I'm a man who likes to play with little boys. Like, bro, why would you say that? It's like, you know, Kurt Angle was always hilarious.
That shit was funny.
Oh, but yeah, I definitely agree. Kurt Angle, I'm pushing to the freaking moon.
Even when he had hair.
You can't get rid of Triple H.
Steve Austin, the rivalry with Steve Austin.
That was great. But yeah, of course, Triple H, you can't get rid of Triple H.
Yes.
And damn, Chris Jericho.
On the card.
Yeah, Chris Jericho, I guess I would have to freaking bury. But even though, like,
and I love Chris Jericho, everybody, well,
you know, the list
not
of
right
Jericho.
Now, but like, that's not even prime Jericho. Chris Jericho is already old then.
Yeah. But Chris Jericho, he was kind of old, too.
Prime
Jericho? Like, yeah, you're right. The Undisputed.
Undisputed champion versus The Rock. Wasn't that versus The Rock and Triple H? He won that?
Wasn't it Stone Cold?
I thought it was versus The Rock. And I think wasn't it Triple Threat?
Oh, my God. Am I tripping? No, he beat them all. He beat them both in the same night. That's what it was. Okay. It was two matches.
Well, either way, that's straight up prime right there.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho, first ever Undisputed champion. He had both world titles. That motherfucker in his prime was a beast. People always forget about the long hair version.
Yep, really. It was Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, which made it even more freaking crazy.
So
he beat
two of the best of all time in the same night to become Undisputed Champion.
Yeah.
So that's why this is like the toughest future endeavor ever.
Yeah. But I mean, like, to be fair, his Undisputed thing was not that long, and it was kind of unforgettable.
That's crazy. One night he beat Stone Cold, Prime Stone Cold and Prime Rock.
Yeah. No, literally in their prime.
That's freaking wild.
Yeah.
But you just can't look
back. And he was so great.
More memorable Triple H.
Jericho's another guy, though, that can be an amazing face, amazing heel, and amazing comedic character.
Even look at Kurt Angle when he went to TNA. He had some bangers.
Yeah, exactly.
When he was already up there.
Some people say that was his prime.
Peak Angle. Remember how they changed
Yeah, yeah, peak Angle.
Yo, he was, yeah, a lot of people think TNA was his prime because he had bangers in TNA.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't really in, like, you honestly think about it. He wasn't in WWE that long.
What was it, like 98?
To like what?
04? 98?
To like 04,
like
I think?
05.
05, 04, 05, something
maybe
like that?
06, maybe. I remember playing games, it was like Kurt Angle 06, and he was bald. This was probably like the last year.
Oh, you're probably right.
That was like the last year in WWE, and he was peak.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. TNA, SmackDown versus Raw 06.
So he basically left during his prime, even though he was up there in age, but. I don't even know. Did he leave or did they get rid of him? I don't even know what happened there. I don't know if he was fired or if he was. I think he was Future Endeavor. They did a huge mistake.
Yeah, they chose.
He had years left of prime.
Oh, actually,
but no. He built TNA.
That's honestly kind of perfect to think about too. Because he did leave. I don't think he was actually Future Endeavor, but he did leave, and he went on TNA. To have some of his best matches and best career like rivalries in TNA.
Yes, I didn't say he built TNA because obviously that was AJ Styles and all those other guys, but
the house that AJ built.
Yeah, that was the house that AJ built along with like Samoa Joe and a bunch of other people. But he definitely put it more on the map when he got there.
Oh, 100%.
Because I wasn't even watching TNA, and then
I started watching it when he got there.
And I remember Jeff Hardy. So many people got there. Jeff Hardy
wasn't that back when it was like on Spike TV or some shit.
It was something like that. Every time Kurt Angle. Like had a match, it was just a banger.
Yeah.
And then after that, Ric Flair got there, then a bunch of old ass Sting got there, and Jeff Hardy got there when he was high as hell.
Yeah, it's true.
There was so many people that got there. Old Hogan. I'm like, what the hell is this? After that,
was the worst.
It started getting downhill after that.
That was the worst.
Once they got too many old guys.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure AJ Styles said that like bringing Hogan in was like the worst thing they ever did.
That's when it started going downhill because everybody was old.
Yeah. And then the massive contracts that they did was terrible.
Like freaking 60 years old there. Like, it was just too much.
Yeah.
They were doing what that's what brought WCW out of business. Once they started keeping like the old guys on TV.
Yeah.
Not building the younger talent. That's crazy. They had Rey Mysterio, Jericho, Eddie Guerrero. I'm not going to say his name, but the Rabid Wolverine. They had so many of these guys that were some of the best wrestlers in the world and they weren't featured.
No, they weren't.
That's wild.
I know.
They could have been one of the biggest companies if they just featured them. Those are really some of the best wrestlers of all time.
That's crazy. No, it is. But anyways, that was basically it for that segment. We can definitely get into, of course, AEW now. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, the AEW side of this podcast. Of course, AEW Dynamite and Collision. Pretty decent this week. Of course, we'll talk about maybe one or two things from Collision. But Dynamite had a couple of pretty big stuff that, of course, did happen. So let's get into that. Of course, the AEW World Championship match between Jon Moxley and Cope, which was a street fight. Definitely want to talk about that first because they had a lot of people talking online.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? What the hell does he call that spiked bat that he uses?
Oh, man.
Whatever. He ended up freaking...
Yeah, whatever it's called. Little man.
Yeah, he ended up hitting him with a spiked bat and then doing a suplex onto the freaking spikes, which were literally just nails.
Spike,
which is literally just a bed of nails. So Cope. Yeah, so Cope ended up freaking doing a suplex onto Spike, which is literally just a bat with freaking nails sticking out of it, onto Jon Moxley. and the freaking spikes literally got stuck into his back, like in his skin.
The referee, everybody trying to help pull it out, and the skin was just
Wheeler, Wheeler Yuta came out. He tried to pull it out, and like while he was trying to pull it out, it was pulling the skin.
Yeah, the ref absolutely disgusting. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was freaking gross. And then of course Moxie taking it like a champ.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my god, they take it out. Obviously, Wheeler Yuta goes out to the apron, ends up getting thrown through a freaking table.
Yeah. A bunch of people got involved, though. Like, Nick Wayne was there. Kip Sabian.
Yeah.
Willow Nightingale got involved with Marina Sharif. It's just...
Yeah, so, like, Nick Wayne and Kip Sabian were sent there, I guess, by Christian Cage. Obviously, because he doesn't want Cope to win the title. He's still mad at him because he somehow cost him the freaking... The contract, even though Christian Cage is the one that freaking tapped out. Made no sense. It was stupid. But anyways, match ended in another Bulldog choke by John Moxley.
He retains.
We're officially going to get Swerve Strickland versus John Moxley at Dynasty.
Which is going to be fire.
Which I truly believe Swerve is actually going to win.
Yes. But after the match, I don't know if you saw Dax Harwood. FTR was there. Dax Harwood would not help up Cole.
Yeah, he looked pretty pissed off.
And he like, when the other, what the hell is his name? Cash Wheeler tried to like say what's up. He like pushed him away and just left by himself.
Yeah.
He was angry. I don't know why he's angry at Cope, but...
Maybe because he couldn't get the job done, I guess.
Yes, I don't know.
It's going to be something stupid like that, I guarantee it. But I feel like they'll be fine.
FTR, though.
Yeah, no more rated FTR.
Which I'm perfectly fine with.
Yeah, 100% freaking
FTR
fine.
FTR can do their own thing. They're one of the best tag teams in the world.
They need to go out there to tag titles again. I know they made that clear a couple weeks ago, but there hasn't really been anything done with it since then. But yeah, of course... I'm fine with, of course, Swerve being the one to take it off of Moxley. We talked about that last week with the possibility of maybe Hangman being the one to do it.
Yeah.
But you know what? This match was pretty good. It was a freaking banger. God damn. Like, that was disgusting, though. That was so bad.
Yes. That shit was weird.
Yeah. Of course, we'll get back to the top of the show. Top of the show had a fatal four-way, of course, for the number one contender to determine who's going to face
Kenny
Omega for the International Championship at AEW Dynasty between Ricochet, Orange Cassidy, Speedball, Mike Bailey, and Mark Davis. Of course, the winners ended up being Ricochet and Mike Bailey.
Yeah, they both pinned Mark Davis, I guess, by like an accident, kind of.
Yeah.
They were both on top of it. So they were both declared the winner. So now it's going to be a triple threat at Dynasty versus Kenny. Kenny's retaining.
100% Kenny's retaining. Like we said, I think it's honestly going to end up with Kenny versus Okada, and they finally merge those freaking titles.
Yeah.
Because there's way too many titles in AEW. By the way, we saw all those comments under that.
Everybody arguing.
That reel. There was two people specifically who were arguing underneath our post, which I thought was freaking hilarious.
One of them was saying, like, oh, WWE has way more titles than AEW. What are you talking about? And then the other dude was, like, saying what we were saying. We're like, WWE has two different shows that they feature all their titles on, two separate shows.
Yeah, and they mainly stay on those shows.
Way more hours of television. Meanwhile, AEW mostly uses Dynamite for their thing. And they also use ROH titles and everything. Yeah. And other companies too, like,
well, Collision,
New Japan titles,
they, like Collision is mostly used for like the Trios titles, if we're being honest.
Yes, but like
and the TNT.
Yeah,
everything still, else is basically on Dynamite.
Like AEW uses AEW titles, Ring of Honor titles, New Japan titles.
Yeah, there's
even
a lot.
Sometimes AAA titles, like, so it's like it's so many titles. Even if it's not their own title, they're still featured on their show.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And I did mention that in the one comment. Like, yeah, they have all the ROH titles, not to mention. On top of everything else that they already have, it's just a lot. It's too much.
Trails and tag teams, like it's so many titles.
Yeah,
you cannot make an argument that it's not.
It's an excess amount.
You can say WWE has more, but they also have more TV time and they're all separate shows too.
Yeah, no, exactly. Of course, moving on from that, we had Mercedes Moné versus Billy Starks for the TBS Championship, which Mercedes Moné picked up the win there. That's fine. Happy with that.
Just
a really quick match. Of course, it was a little showcase. I guess for Zoe, which was fine. Fine with that. Cool, whatever.
Gotta find a Moné, a real challenger.
Yeah, no, they haven't built one up
Mariah
yet.
May.
Yeah,
but they're both
maybe. Fans. We'll see. We also had the, let's see. Sorry, there was also the match between...
Will Ospreay and AR Fox had a pretty decent match.
It was a pretty decent match, of course. The main key point about that was, of course...
Kind of weak match, actually.
yeah. Will Ospreay picked up the win. Cool, that's fine. But the main key point was backstage with... Hangman Adam Page basically announcing he's going to be part of the Owen Hart Cup Foundation, tournament, and he's gonna win it.
Yeah, along with, so it's him and Will Ospreay now are
officially in.
Well, declared for the Owen Hart. Yeah,
yeah. Of course, one of his big reasons why he wants to do that is, of course, Swerve. It has that number one contender, and he said that he wants to do everything in his power to make sure Swerve doesn't have that title.
He still said that. He said he still doesn't want Swerve to win, but he's also gonna be focusing on himself more.
Yeah,
which is what he said. And by the way, that tournament, it doesn't like finalize. Like they won't get that opportunity to All In, which is still in the summertime, so far away from that.
No, exactly. And then, of course, came the main event, which was, of course, Megan Bain versus Chris Statlander. This match, basically, if you can kind of consider it like a number one contenders
this
match.
This was actually a great match.
A really good match. Yeah, really fun match, back and forth. Of course, Chris Statlander looking fantastic, as he always does.
Yes.
But Megan Bain, honestly, a big surprise. Did really freaking well. She actually ended up pushing Chris Statlander into Tony Storm, who was at ringside watching the match.
She's been having the little rivalry with Tony Storm, so it kind of
figured
she was going to win. But yeah, this is definitely a good challenge for Tony Storm for as their first challenger back.
Since retaining. Yeah. So, of course, Mega Man ended up picking up the win. Of course, Tony Storm, after getting shoved into by, of course, Chris Statlander because of Megan Bain, ended up brawling out with Megan Bain, and Tony Storm was actually the one who actually called for the match at Dynasty.
Yes.
Yeah, so that match is official for Dynasty. That's going to be a great match. Yes. I have no doubt in my mind that Tony Storm is going to pick up the win. Again, say it every week, best thing in AEW is Tony Storm.
Yes.
That's going to be a fun match. Very fun match. In terms of Collision, the only really key thing that we do want to talk about is probably the TNT Championship match between Adam Cole and Daniel Garcia. Daniel Garcia, of course, has been a champion for quite a while. He's only been featured on Collision since then.
Which I get you're trying to build that brand, but
I like it. I like it because they're actually trying to build the brand, which is great. But he hasn't really done a lot other than like a couple of tag team matches. So this was probably like one, not his first, but one of his very few, of course, title matchups that he's had, which actually ended in it was a time limit draw, no?
20-minute time limit draw. Garcia was smiling after playing to the crowd while Adam Cole was actually pissed and talking shit to him.
Yeah.
Showing that he's still kind of a heel, basically.
He's
also just frustrated about the time limit draw. So he probably believes that he deserves a rematch, which obviously he does.
Yeah, he's probably going to get a Dynasty.
With these two, maybe a Dynasty match, which would be fire.
I
know is Adam Cole hasn't been doing jack shit.
He needs to win that title.
Nothing.
He needs to win that title.
Yes.
Like that's not even like a maybe. Like Adam Cole needs that TNT championship. You want to elevate that really high? Give it to Adam Cole. Give him a couple of promos. Put the Trios titles on Undisputed. Why the heck not?
Even if he defends on a Collision, you can have him talk on Dynamite.
Exactly.
Because obviously Dynamite, even though they have to build Collision, Dynamite still the number one show.
Yeah.
Most people watch Dynamite. Most people don't watch Collision, let's be honest.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's the whole point. So, of course, if Adam Cole wins a TNT title, I think it would honestly be a massive
That title.
Yeah, it's like a massive A-plus for that title, honestly. I think he can put on fantastic promos. Obviously, Adam Cole, one of my favorite wrestlers.
The last guy to make the TNT title relevant was Christian Cage, and he was actually a great TNT champion.
He was a great TNT champion.
So we need that again.
Yeah, that dude was amazing. Of course, if Adam Cole picks up that title at Dynasty, which I'm pretty sure that's probably what's going to happen.
They had a draw. Obviously, probably
they're going to have a rematch, 100%.
That's April 6, I believe.
Oh, so it's not even that far.
Yeah, it's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Yeah, they can have that match at Dynasty.
Is that Sunday? I believe it's Sunday, which sucks.
I hate
why are they doing the pay-per-views on Sunday?
I hate
because of Collision, I guess. But
I don't know. I just really hate it though.
Because we film on Sunday morning, and if their pay-per-views are Sunday nights, we have to wait till the next day to film.
Yeah.
Or after late at night, because AEW pay-per-views want to end freaking at 1 a.m.
Yeah,
and then
it's just a lot.
And then we're also on video, so the quality is not the same as when we're in person. So I don't know. It sucks, but that's AEW for you, I guess.
Yeah, that's AEW for you.
They used to do Saturday nights. I don't understand why they changed.
It's just honestly the past like
I guess because Collision probably.
But still, like they would just not have Collision that week.
Yeah, they used to do that. Fine. That's what I'm saying. But lately, not even 2 or 3. It's been like since All In probably. Everything's been Sunday.
No, I know what you mean. I don't know. But yeah, that was one of the main key points because, of course, Adam Cole deserves that title. He deserves a title in AEW.
Yes. At least the big card title.
Like, please.
And not the damn Trios. He had the Trios. Nobody cares about the Trios, so let's be honest.
Yeah. They should win the Trios too, though. If he has a TNT and a Trios, he has two belts on at the same time. I think it'll look great with him, honestly. And then, just keep pushing him.
No, that's going to happen with the Hurt Syndicate. They're going to get multiple titles. I would love to see that.
That's if we get MJF, which, by the way, MJF did have a little promo on Dynamite where he basically said that he's going to answer MVP about joining the Hurt Syndicate next week. Of course, he says he has a little bit of problems trusting people after the whole Adam Cole situation, which obviously makes perfect sense.
I would say most likely he's not. I don't think because of his star power, but I wouldn't mind if he did either. Like, either way, this is pretty interesting.
I think it'd be really interesting if he did.
That's what I'm saying.
He honestly needs a change right now. What the hell is he doing right now, currently? Nothing. He can't go after
the... It's crazy because he's, like, considered the biggest star in AEW, and he has absolutely nothing going for him right now.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Which is crazy.
Like, could he join the Owen Hart tournament? Yes, he can. And yes, he can win it, but I don't think he's going to.
Because I don't like to compare, but like even the WWE, like the biggest guys usually always have something to do.
No, but sometimes they get thrown into random bullshit. Which is like Roman Reigns, a.k.a. Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest. Yes.
Like, so it's kind of weird right now. Both companies, like their top stars are now actually like being featured as the top stars right now, which is kind of crazy.
Again, to put some like,
so you can blame again, writers from both companies.
Well, yes, but again, just gonna say this. Of course, you want to build new stars, aka Jay freaking Uso winning that world title. So stop hating, you freaking haters.
I'm not even talking about the title picture though. I'm just talking about like they're not actually being featured. Like MJF not really doing nothing right now.
Yeah,
and then Roman Reigns just got thrown into this triple threat. Like could have been something better.
But he could have done something way better.
Jacob Fatu, but that's in the future probably.
Yeah. Jacob Fatu sold for like Jacob. Honestly, that would have made way more sense. You have Seth Rollins versus CM Punk, one match. Jacob Fatu, Solo Sikoa versus and Roman Reigns triple threat.
Seth and CM Punk are 1-1, right?
No.
I think 1-1. Remember, CM Punk beat him January 6th, and then
CM Punk not beat him like multiple times before that?
I thought it was just that one, and then they had the rematch. What the hell?
I swear he's beat him multiple times.
Maybe in house shows. But I don't think on TV. Then back then, but I'm talking about like their new rivalry now. I think it was just that. I'm pretty sure it was just those two because it was big matches.
I'm tripping. Let me see.
Maybe I am. He probably did beat him twice out of 2 out of 3. I thought it was 1-1. I thought the Hell in a Cell was only the second one, but I'm not because I'm pretty sure it was January 6th, Netflix, which was a great match.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they didn't have one to that Hell in a Cell recently.
I guess so.
I mean, no, Hell in a Cell. Steel cage match. Sorry. Did they have a Hell in a Cell? Who was Hell in a Cell? Was it that?
That was Drew McIntyre and CM Punk.
Okay.
That was a banger of a match, too. That was a fantastic match. That was a match of the year candidate.
That was the best Hell in a Cell we had in a few.
Very long time.
Hell in a Cell hasn't been great. Let's be honest. Like, when was the last great Hell in a Cell match? Like, probably like, Undertaker and Triple H. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It's been a while since. Undertaker, Shane McMahon, that was very underrated. That was a good Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, it was.
What else? Yeah, there's been a lot of few good ones, but there's also been some pretty bad Hell in a Cell matches.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when the cage was red?
That was awful. I don't even want to talk about that. It wasn't even just
about the red cage. It's like the matches were actually bad during that time.
Yeah. Or like the red lighting for like the Fiend matches. Yeah, that was terrible.
That whole era, that WWE was BS. 2016 to like 2021, trash.
Nah, don't count 2016 in there. 2016 was during the John Cena U.S. title reign, which was fire.
All right, but still, everything else was kind of whack,
I guess. But yeah, of course, that was basically it, of course, for this week of wrestling. You can like, comment, subscribe, as always.
Yes.
Love you guys and appreciate you guys so much.
Yes.
We'll see you guys next week. Keep commenting. We love reading them.
In the comments.
That was hilarious. I'm sorry. That was
2 weeks till Dynasty. That should be fire.
Should be fire.
In about 3 weeks. So
yeah. So yeah, like, comment, subscribe, as always. We'll see you guys next week. Love you guys. Peace.